Welcome to Classic Comics Cavalcade. I'm Jason Sachs.
I'm Amir Malikpour.
We are continuing our look at the amazing run of Walt Simonson on Thor with Thor 339. Just a fantastic comic, but I say that every week. Amir, I say that every week.
Well, I mean, it is the Classic Comics Cavalcade.
So it better be a classic, right?
Yeah.
It better be a classic. And this comic's got, you know, Marvel's old phrase, this comic's got it all. But this comic's got it all.
Got it all.
Walt Simonson, our writer-artist, just like juggles so much in this issue. It's just a masterpiece. It's a classic. Oh my God, I'm using my phrase. It's a classic.
It's a classic comic book.
It's a classic comic, so let's join the cavalcade. I can't stand the coloring in that book I've been using off of Kindle. So I had to pull up a copy of the original cover, complete with all the dots and stuff on it. Isn't that just a fantastic cover though? I mean, you can see all the dots there.
Oh, is this the assistant? No, it's not.
Yeah. It was during assistant editor's month.
But this is not a crazy out of the box story. I mean, it is and it isn't, right?
Yeah.
It's a classic story, but it's not like a crazy assistant editor thing.
Yeah, no one did anything crazy for the issue. Aside from the regular craziness Walt Simonson brings to the issue.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I just love the coloring compared to this version in the new edition of it, which is just, you know, it's flashy. Go back a page. That's just a little too flashy, too clean. Look at the difference, all the pinks and stuff on this one. You know, everything's just like gaudy and flashy and bold. And here it's just like both too subtle and too bold at the same time.
I don't even know where that wooden stuff came from. The previous page. Oh, okay. The previous page, the pink, you don't even notice the wooden stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
the hammer glows so differently.
Like, why would I even need to see that wooden stuff? Like, I don't care. I care about Stormbreaker and Beta Ray Bill. I don't care about like the building and the background.
Are you listening, Marvel? Just don't do too much. Yeah. It's too much.
However, I mean, it is difficult coloring in this kind of paper. But yeah, they shouldn't have really like. This is like, yeah.
There's a scene later on in the issue that looks really like overcolored too. But it starts next page. It starts so well. Bill has won the battle in the previous issue, and he collapses at the same time Thor collapses.
I love it. It's so classic. It's just like wrestling.
Yeah.
Two good wrestlers. They fought to the death, almost near death. And then Vince McMahon. I mean, all father of Thor's father.
Right. So
revives them.
Well, like, yeah, Thor, Odin's up there with his hawk, like Vince McMahon, you know, watching everything, judging what he's seeing.
Yeah.
In terms of the dynamics of this page, I realize I get on this kick sometimes. You know how I was reading that diagonals are really a way that you can convey power in a page? The diagonal as opposed to straight up and down. Look at all the diagonals on this page. Over and over again, Simonson draws something that makes the image more dramatic than it would otherwise be. Like, even the way Bill is holding Thor, it's like not the way Superman holds Supergirl on that Crisis cover. There's an angle to him, so it feels more dramatic.
Well, he can barely hold him because he's near death himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, his armor's chipping. You can see it next to his head.
This is a great page. And then you see Odin holding Mjolnir.
Yeah.
I like that hawk right next to him, or a crow, or whatever it is.
It's such a simple drawing. It's so dynamic. With the claws pointing like triangles. I just say, the more we look at Simonson, the more I love his work.
And then there's like this big old staff right in front of our face.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Almost as if, like, hey, you're not really supposed to be seeing this. Stay back. And then we immediately get like
Yeah,
this
that's the
dynamic down view.
wrestler thing I'm talking about. Like they just both fall down, you know?
And then that beautiful full panel of Odin's face.
I like it how like the on panel four, one of the Asgardian people or women saying like I for one would be interested to learn just how mechanical he is.
Right?
And
I
kids
love
are like,
that.
oh, guess what? I don't know what that means. All right, whatever.
Well, she wants to know more about Mr. Bill.
Yeah. And then the other woman who like co-conspired with Loki, what's her name? I forget her name.
Oh, I forgot. Lorelai.
Lorelai, yeah. I don't know her history. Is she a bad person?
I
Like
don't
his.
remember her much. I think she might be a Simonson creation.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I love their little cattiness there. Obviously, they're still mad at each other from the events in the previous issue. But then we get this beautiful foreshadowing here on page three, too, where Sif says, handsome is as handsome does. Bill's a hero, just like Thor's a hero. And Lorelai teases her. Maybe you should embrace the alien, but Sif is interested in the man behind the beauty.
That goes really well with a lot of nerds reading this. I'm just kidding.
Then Thor's tormented by being
Including myself,
defeated.
but sorry, I just want to, including myself. I'm not making fun of any
Oh
nerds.
my God, you and me both, dude.
I'm a nerd.
There's reasons why we're friends, and I'm not too cool for you.
No,
I
we're
could
all.
never be too cool for you. I would be cool if I had a bed like Thor's, though.
I
Look at
know.
that headboard. Oh my God. That's a headboard fit for a god.
Yeah. Also, a 10-year-old boy.
Or a 10-year-old boy. I think my wife would kill me if I brought home a headboard like that. Hey, you know what, dear? I found this at the craft fair. I think I'm going to buy it for us. It's only $3,000, but it's handmade.
I found this at just the Viking craft fair I was at this weekend.
It was over in Norsetown. I was in Ballard, I guess.
It's your area.
Thor's tortured by losing.
He's gonna quit.
And this is like, he's got real motivation, right?
He's like a trust fund baby. He's all like, oh, dad, I lost. All right. I'm just going to go to Europe for the rest of it. I just go like, I want a trip to the stars. I'm like, dude.
Don't be like one of the kids on Succession or something. But then this is the scene that I love so much in this issue. This might be my favorite scene in the issue. Where Bill's like, I feel so, I won. It's fair and square, but I feel so guilty about it because Thor's your hero. And I couldn't bring myself to kill Thor, even though it's what we're supposed to do, because I was too kind of struck by how great he was. And Odin says, you saved my son, so therefore I'm going to give the same gift I gave to my son. And it's, I mean, think about the evolution already in our perception of Bill after three issues. He's comes from being this weird space alien who we're just repulsed by to this incredibly heroic figure.
With honor.
So much honor. And you can't help but like him and admire him. Now, what do you think of the last panel? The silhouette?
It's like a, it seems like it's like an end of an episode, you know? Because I do like this, and it's kind of cool. I wonder if it's like he's all like, I gotta dash it out. I gotta finish this in 30 days. I'm writing, inking, penciling.
Right. Yeah, the other thing is like it's there's a lot of words, but it doesn't feel like it's too wordy somehow.
Oh, it's not. I don't know. It's not.
I don't know how he pulls it off. And then we get this side story here. Let's look at that face in panel four. E tree or whatever his name is. Look at that. He's as grizzled as could be.
The dwarfs.
This is the page I thought, the panel I thought was really overcolored. I was going to pull up my original, didn't get a chance to.
I really enjoyed this storyline. I don't want to ruin it, but this whole thing about what happens with the dwarfs, or like he comes to the dwarfs and he's like, "Yeah, I need you to make a hammer for me," and Eitri is like, "Well, we have a lot of resentments. You push me down into dark. Like, I mean, it's interesting how the gods made them go into the mines, you know?" And then he's like, "I need something from you before I can." And it's just like this whole. And then I also like, you know, what happens. And basically, he's asking Odin, like, "You need a female warrior to come down and battle our biggest dwarf champion. And if he beats her, I'll make it for you, but if she loses, she becomes essentially his slave."
Yeah, like the drama of that. And
I
then
had to look,
Sif
sorry,
rides off without even thinking about it, it seems.
I had to look up that word where he says to serve our champion as his chattel or chattel. I had to look up that word, which means possession.
Okay. I wasn't sure what that meant either.
I mean, we assume, I thought it was his wife or something, but yeah, it's his possession.
His possession. Okay. Like a
Like,
cow or something.
yeah.
Interesting. And she charges off, ready to go, like a warrior.
Yes, she is.
Like she is, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I
Bill
don't
and
know.
Thor have this kind of reconciliation, not reconciliation, but kind of peace here. And again, like Bill is so complimentary. You're going to say something.
I just said the storytelling on the next page when you go, like, I just love how he how what Simonson just weaves in and out of. I almost wonder if Louise Simonson helped him with storytelling. I don't know.
That
Or
makes
just
sense.
learning by osmosis, because he's so good with jump, you know, like jump cuts, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's not confusing, at least not to me.
It's done so well. And we get a sense of Sif as a goddess.
And she volunteers to do it. I mean, he says, "Hey, I need you to do this, but I'm not pre no pressure, Sif." Sif's so like, "Nah, I want to do this.
I am empty and thought the battle would fill my need.
I need Beta Ray to like me."
Right. Well, she's also a little traumatized, I think, by Beta Ray beating up Thor.
You think so? I think she's seeing the honor in Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, true. But I think she's also like shocked. Maybe she's re I feel like she's wrestling with her emotions a little bit.
I think she's mad at Thor because she thinks Thor cheated on her. And then she's all like, "Okay, well, if he's not gonna want me, then."
Although also she is, you're right, Amir. She because she's saying in the last panel there, I kind of have I'm kind of crushing on Bill.
Yeah.
I think he's amazing. He's as brave as Thor, and Thor's my love. So I'm a little tormented by this.
Still, I would find favor in his eye, and though he wears a guise as alien as any I have ever seen, still I would find favor in his eyes. Still, I would show him that I too am a warrior born.
Yeah. She doesn't care what he looks like. Because she knows who he is under the skin. And then this battle, another great battle. Simonson's drawn the greatest battles.
And that guy does not look like a dwarf.
It's
He's
kind of
big.
big.
Yeah.
immediately like, "You give me my wife," and she's like, "Think again, braggart." Then we get this tangent here, which gives us our story of Heimdall,
I like how Walt
or
Simonson.
Balder, excuse me.
So I think going back, I think you mentioned in one of our previous episodes that Thor was not a popular comic book, right? Before Walt Simonson came on. It was just kind of like meandering
Yeah.
theme. It seems like Walt Simonson has been given like full rein to like do whatever he wants. And he's just like putting in little storylines that he's gonna like finish up later.
Yeah.
Putting in like little things that he wants to add later. I've heard that in storytelling, especially with sequential storytelling like this, they always, you don't even know what's gonna happen with these stories. But you wanna like have something for the future. So you just sprinkle in little seeds, sprinkle in little seeds in order to be able to like talk about it later, which is kind of, this is an example of that, like the story of Balder. So it's
Yeah.
kind of,
And the same thing with the doom, doom, doom stuff. You see where it's going to lead you, right?
yeah,
And
the
he
guy
probably
that
had some
we,
plan.
The guy that we originally thought was Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
We know it's like some kind of demon.
Can I just say, too, the way he draws the armor Loki's wearing in panel three, that's just so. Such a great way to show chainmail. Just feels so three-dimensional. Simonson, man, you're so good. And we get our doom, doom, doom. And we know it's not related to Bill.
I thought initially, well, I don't know yet, but I thought that he might be the bad guy that's chasing Bill, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, I should say. Can't remember. And then another storyline we get a hint of for Renee. It's cute how the Simonson takes a moment to introduce the character too. He gets a hopeful page before he gets smushed.
Before he gets eaten.
That lighthouse looks really lonely too. And then back to Sif, who's just completely in command in this battle. She's not even trying hard. I bet she'd be really good at box jumps too, based on that jump she does in panel five. Yeah, no big deal. She beat him up. I've defeated your champion. And then Throg's like, "All right, let's go. We're gonna stoke the furnace." So Sif has really done something to help Bill, right? So,
And actually helped this. So he's all like, "Oh, are you guys still gonna?" She's all like, "Are you guys still gonna make that hammer? You're so sinister." He's like, "Actually, you helped us out. That guy was bullying us. We just wanted to get rid of him," which was kind of cool. That's what I liked about it. So the dwarves weren't really that bad. They just wanted to get rid of their champion,
Yeah.
which is weird because they could have just asked outright, "Hey, can you send somebody to beat up this bully?"
They weren't really gonna put her in. What's the word again? Not thrall, but whatever it was. Chattel. She was never gonna be their chattel, really.
Well, maybe she would have been, but they probably promised it to him. He's like, "Hey, can you just leave us alone if we send you a wife?" And then to them, it's like, "Can you guys, if you beat this guy, then we will make the hammer."
Oh yeah. Of course she knew there would be no problem. It's like child's play for her. And then this nice scene with her and Bill. I keep thinking like the castle almost looks like something out of a Kurosawa film, like a samurai, the samurai living inside the master's castle or something. It just has this open, with like very physical feel to it. Love that little bit in the bottom with her hand hovering over his hand.
And he pulls it away because he's machine.
And she's got concerns. She doesn't want to get in the way of him helping his people. Her face in that last panel, like it's really conflicted. And then the fires.
You go to the next page. That's a funny one. So this is the page after this.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
dogs, right? They're all wearing goggles. And Sif's, they're all wearing helmets because it's dangerous. You gotta be safe. Safe. She's wearing literally like a hard hat you would wear at like the Ford like plant.
It's nice to know the gods have goggles.
Nice enough that they want to be safe. Not during battle, mind you, but when they go and build stuff.
The trolls aren't wearing them, though.
Yeah, trolls are.
This blinding light is not gonna, and the mold, and they're not wearing ear protection either, now that I think of it. The deafening roar. No one's wearing ear protection that
Hey,
we can see anyway.
no one's gonna make them wear helmets and goggles.
But there it is. The power, it
Ka-thum.
flows into me. I'm changing.
Ka-thum, bada-boom.
Just a brilliant last page. And I got to,
Beautiful.
on the next to last page. And I got to show you the original is in the Simonson collection.
Oh my God, I want to see that. Oh, that looks so good.
You look at it and more. Oh, no, this is the zoomed in. Like, look at the way he's placing his blocks and all the work that goes into that. The hammer is actually glowing the way he's done, drawn it there. Ah, it's just like bursting with energy. Actually, looks worse colored, I think.
Oh, it's always like that, in my opinion. Do you think Workman did the Barum or Baraboom or Baraboom or
No,
did someone?
that's Workman for sure. You're right.
Oh,
It absolutely looks better in the original.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are Workman sound effects for sure.
Okay. And so that's part of the script, you think?
Yeah. Damn, this looks good. Oh, I gotta pull out my artist edition.
Me too.
And then they get ready. And then, sorry, I don't mean to rush. I just want to get to that last page. Sif says, I'm coming with you to space.
Yeah, in the previous page, they crossed their hammers. Sorry.
Right. Oh.
Sure.
And now it's like a wrestling team up, right? And from a distance in panel three there, they've got the same costume too.
Oh, yeah.
So they look like brothers.
And sister. Oh, no, she's
And
not there yet. She's not there yet. Yeah.
not the sister. Well, not she could never be their sister,
Oh, yeah, never mind. No, that's
right?
not appropriate.
But they're yeah. That'd be kind of look on his face too in panel three, like, oh hell yeah. I guess four. Oh hell yeah, come along with us.
Look at that tooth grinder. He's pissed. He's got blood in his mouth.
Tooth gnasher and tooth grinder. Oh my God, love it. Can't wait for the next issue.
Nice.
We're just like, all right, classic comics. Classic comics cavalcade.
Hashtag classic comics cavalcade.